We're joined now by the driver of the number 42 Credit One Bank Chevrolet, today's runner-up, Kyle Larson. We'll open it up for questions. Mike Hembry.
Mike Hembry, USA Today. Could you tell when you did the slide job if you were going to probably make it in front of him, or was it just that tight?
No, I mean, I wasn't really trying to make it in front of him. I figured if I ran in there to try and clear him, I would have had to slow down so much to not hit the wall that he would have just turned underneath me, and it wouldn't even been a battle to the wind. So, I didn't initially go in there planning to run into the side of him, but when I ran in there and figured I wasn't going to have enough momentum to clear him and get going, I kind of made the plan to try and squeeze into him to bog him down, and it worked. He was able to get back to my back bumper into three.
I assume from your comments on TV, you're okay with what he did?
Yeah, I mean, I hit him first, so I roughed him up, he roughed me up. That's racing.
Moranic with the Daily or Southtown newspaper. You might be the first driver that ever gave Kyle a thumbs up after an incident like that. Did you make eye contact with him when it happened, when you did that after the race?
I just went down and talked to him and said that was a lot of fun. So I have a lot of respect for Kyle Busch, and he has a lot of respect for me. So, that was hard racing, and I had a lot of fun. I didn't think I was going to even get the opportunity to race him, side by side for the win like that. I was getting really tight behind him, just from running really hard up top to try and catch those guys. I was able to, race him like that. And, I roughed him up and then he roughed me up. So I can't be mad at him.
Jessica Rump with NASCAR.com. You talked about, that you didn't know if you're going to be able to race him for the win. When did you start to realize that you maybe had a shot at this?
Well, actually, I would say a little bit before I passed Martin, I felt like, okay, I think I'm going to time this out just right to be able to get by or get to them and hopefully pass them easily, with 10 to go or so. But as I started getting closer to Harvick, I felt like my balance was starting to get a little bit tighter. So I was getting a little bit worried. And then, I got, eight car lengths back or so from Kyle, and I started getting even tighter. He changed his lineup a little bit and probably messed my arrow up a little bit, but not much. I think my balance was just pretty tight at that point. And, I would say with, 10 or 12 to go, that's when I felt like I wasn't going to even have a shot to race him. But it ended up being a pretty good finish.
Jeremiah Davis, InsideTrackJD.com. On your right, Kyle. How much did you channel, your dirt roots running the high line there at the end, especially as hot and slick as it is?
Yeah, I think I think having a dirt background, racing wing sprint cars a lot, running a cushion a lot, helps for when you have to run inches off the wall like that. I kind of think to like Eldora or something, you have to, if you're going to run the top, you have to commit and enter on the wall and just run the wall the whole corner. And so I got a lot of laps of doing that kind of stuff in sprint cars, and it just makes me comfortable for when I get into the stock car stuff, and felt like I did a really good job today and of staying disciplined and only got the wall one time in 3 and 4. There about the time I was getting tight and then got in the wall and probably made myself a little tighter.
Jay Hoosman, Fan for Racing Blog and Radio, and that's why I wanted to ask, after you hit the wall, regrouping and getting the car back to where you can handle it, and I noticed you need to go right back up to the high side to catch Kyle again.
Yeah, I mean, I knew there was no other way I was going to pass him or get to him other than just staying committed to the wall even after I hit the wall, so I drug the right side a little bit there and, assumed I was going to get tighter because you usually do after you hit the wall. I don't know if it changed a whole lot. I was already pretty tight at that point, and So, yeah, I don't know. I just never gave up.
Do we have anything up in the press box? Nothing in the press box.
No questions.
Any more questions for Kyle? Yep.
Kyle, Sharon from Fan for Racing Blog and Radio. One of the things that we've noticed all season long is you seem to have the Chevrolet figured out as opposed to all of the other Chevys that are racing. Did you guys put extra planning into that in the beginning of the season, or why are you out front of the Chevys?
I don't know. I don't know if we did extra planning or what, but last year we outran the other Chevys a lot too, even with the old style body. So I think our team's just ahead of the other Chevy teams. I don't know. I feel like our car is just as good. Today actually felt like my car was a lot better than I was last year here, at least. So, I was really, really pleased with that. You know, I feel like typically in Chicago, I'm a eighth place car, and today I felt like I had winning speed. So, was happy.
All right. Thank you for your time.